Toi, ton vaccin, tu l'as eu?
Non, pas encore, mais ça va pas tarder.
Et tu l'as pris pour quoi?
J'ai pris le vaccin danse.
Le vaccin danse? Trop bonne idée!
Ouais, m'entraîner avec les filles, c'est ce qui me manque le plus.
Ben moi, le mien, ça va être le vaccin soccer. Je suis vraiment impatiente de retrouver toute la gang.
La vaccination nous rapproche de tous ces moments. Suivez la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prenez rendez-vous à québec.ca/vaccin-COVID. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
As part of the 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, CKUT 90.3 is proud to collaborate with CHYZ 94.3 for the presentation of Tema Yuge and This Quiet Army with Away, double bill concert on Saturday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. For a safe event of live, living arts, let's meet in Victo next May. For all the details on the 37th edition of Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, visit fimav.qc.ca.
Looking for Montreal's best organic and fair trade certified coffee? And the winner is Centre Paul, serving the freshest to the coolest means that not only the folks at CKET are hooked, it's also McGill's fair trade favorite. Enjoy it in the cup at the Architecture Cafe, Thompson House, and Vegirama Arts, Education, and Music. Find it by the pound at Fruiterie du Parc in the shopping concourse under the new Hotel McGill at Place du Parc. Or go straight to the source, Café Centre Paul, at the corner of Duluth and Saint-Urbain.
Thank you. music from New York musician David Soldier. And this one is a bit of a cheat because David Soldier is not a physician. He's a neuroscientist, neurophysiologist at Columbia, but he's at Columbia Medical School. So this is how I'm sneaking this one in. I only just discovered yesterday that, although I've been talking about this guy for a long time, his name is David Soldier. But he puts up music as David Soldier. I'm not sure if that's to keep his careers separate or just for fun. At any rate, has a zillion different music projects as David Soldier. He's the guy who did the Thai Elephant Orchestra. I think Dr. Kathy has that record.
I do.
Is it like packed away in a box somewhere?
With all my CDs. Yeah.
He has a hip hop act with kids. He has a weird sort of Delta blues rock band. Hello, this is CQT. We're talking about medical music. The crane is finally gone. Can you hear how quiet it is in here now?
It's happy hour. Happy hour is quieter.
There's no more crane. what are we doing? We're listening to more music. Eventually, we will talk about medical audio, right? Briefly?
Sure.
I'd love to. We can talk about your previous work, but I also wanted to hear what an MRI sounds like, because it's hard to actually hear unless you break your ankle and go into it.
Why would it be hard to hear?
Why? Tell me why it is hard to hear an MRI. Because it's hard to record, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, well, you can't bring anything in that will be attracted to the magnet, or it'll be attracted to the magnet.
Have you ever seen anything sucked into the MRI?
No, but I think that when we were first getting our training for one of our new hybrid MRI and neurosurgical rooms, that they let us hold a Coke can in the room just to feel the pull, mm-hmm. but we really had to hold it.
There's some great YouTube videos of MRIs, like oxygen cylinders getting sucked in. mm-hmm. But we can talk about that in a moment. First, I wanted to talk about gore grind.
That sounds terrifying.
Have you ever heard gore grind?
No.
This is a new thing for me too. But I found a bunch of gore grind tracks, and I want to tell you the names. Are you ready? Okay. Yes. Well, the band names and the track names—they're all good. Here we go. I kind of sound like an old middle-aged guy making fun of metal, but I'm really not trying to be that. I'm trying to delight in how ridiculous this is. There's a band called Visceral Disgorge. And a track called Ingesting Putridity. Syphilectomy has a track called Sadomasochistic Hemophilia. there's another band called Malignancy. Intrauterine Cannibalism. and Pus Vomit has a track called Retching Lacerated Entrails. Although, to me, if you're calling your band Pus Vomit, you're not really trying that hard.
Yeah, no, that really went downhill from the intrauterine cannibalism. That one gave more interesting images. I was imagining some sort of twin transfusion syndrome happening.
But I had to pick one gore grind track. So we'll listen to it and we'll get through it. I'll play the whole track, though. This isn't Home Run, right? I'm not going to fade it out. There's a band called Lymphatic Phlegm. They're from Brazil. They have some other good track titles. Slithering Maceration of Ulcerous Facial Tissue. This one is called, are you ready? Methane Filled Bloated Cavidaric Cavities Putrefaction Progression.
Well, what we got here is what appears to be, anyway, a normal set of internal organs. Heart, lungs, kidneys, liver, intestines. Seem to be normal.
Thank you. tracing is taken from the belly wall of an individual who is normal. The sounds that are heard here are the normal contraction and the movement of the intestines. By listening to these sounds, it is possible to tell whether there is obstruction of the bowel or inflammation of the lining of the bowel, indicating peritonitis. In this tracing, the sounds are normal but are very active because the individual is hungry and has just smoked a cigarette.
Track from a 1955 Smithsonian Folkways disc called Sounds of Medicine. This track is called Stethoscope Sounds, Sounds of the Bowels, a Normal Hungry Man Smoking a Cigarette Before Dinner. Hello!
Hello.
When I first met you, you were doing audio feedback, medical device signals, things. Is that right?
Yeah, I was doing some research while I was doing my training, my residency. When we're monitoring a patient under anesthetic, we're monitoring a bunch of things about what we call their vital signs. So there's a beeping that you'll hear, and the rate of the beeping will correspond to the heart rate, and the tone of the beeping corresponds to the oxygen content in somebody's blood, the oxygen saturation, which people are more familiar with hearing nowadays in COVID times. And so you could hear those things changing, even if you're not looking at the monitor at the time. So there's audio cues to what's happening with the patient's physiological status. But we don't have an audio cue for the patient's blood pressure. So if the blood pressure is changing, the anesthetist will only know either whether they look at the monitor or whether, there's an alarm that goes off on the monitor once the blood pressure has gotten, really out of bounds. And so my research was trying to develop a way to give sonic information about the blood pressure in the same way that we were getting sonic information about the heart rate and the oxygen saturation.
And I snuck in, we heard them before, I snuck in the beeps here. What's happening to this patient?
Well, the heart rate is stable for the moment, but the tone is going down. So their oxygenation is going down, which is...
Oh, is that what the pitch is?
Yeah, that's sorry. When I said tone, I meant pitch, yeah.
There's another one coming.
So you can hear that the tone is getting longer, which implies that the blood pressure is increasing.
So the length is the blood pressure,
yeah.
And the pitch is the...
Is the oxygen saturation.
Okay. Why hasn't this caught on?
I mean, some other people have done research with it. Well, also, I didn't publish it. But
you did have, there's a...
Yeah, I did some presentations. Yeah. There's an abstract. But some other people have done some work with it also, and it is something that people would really appreciate. I think partly it's hard to find a good way to represent the blood pressure where it's recognizable and yet not annoying, something that you'd actually want to work with and be listening to all day. There was one person that did some interesting work where they had, but I can't find their website anymore, it's not up anymore, where they used the actual sound of a heartbeat to try and to represent the heart rate. Also, the pitch of it was used to represent the oxygen saturation, and then they played with the timbre of the of the heart rate to try and show the blood pressure, and it worked pretty well, but it was a little trippy, I found. That might be part of why that one didn't catch on. And then they also had, they were doing similar things with all of the respiratory parameters, all of the breathing parameters, that it sounded like somebody breathing. And that at the same time would indicate how things were changing. But personally, if I was taking care of somebody and suddenly those sounds started going in a way that indicated that the patient was unwell, I think that I would find it harder to stay objective while I was listening to an audio representation of their body crashing.
Some little wheezing the whole time.
Yeah, something like that. So it would be harder for me to just think clearly if I actually was feeling almost like I was inside their body.
I remember asking your colleague, Joe Schlesinger, about why aren't the alarms just more like cockpit alarms, which are just spoken, like blood pressure going down? And I can't remember the explanation. I think part of the explanation was that there's just too much information.
There's already so much noise in the operating room. Everybody's talking to each other already. Joe's actually been working on something pretty cool. Oh, now I'm forgetting the name of it. I want to say like Canary Box, but it's not that. It's like something like that. I might have to look it up. But because as people might realize, often there's music playing in the operating room also, and that can help the surgeons to concentrate and hopefully help them to stay cool and calm so that they can do their job the best that they can. The music's not always great, but they're the ones that decide in my OR. But unfortunately, sometimes the music can get a bit loud, and then sometimes it's even hard for us to hear our alarms. And so Joe Schlesinger, this other anesthetist who actually was trained as a musician before, he's been working on developing this product that actually, as soon as a patient's vital signs change in any sort of drastic way, automatically the audio of the speaker system for the music just shuts off. So that you can just hear what's happening with the patient monitor, which is really nice because sometimes we actually have to yell for people to hear us asking them to turn things down so that we can communicate.
Okay. I wanted to hear your MRI recording now, if we can move on to that.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you in this recording?
This recording was done in a radiology room in the angio suite that's right next to the MRI room. There's actually sliding doors that shut to separate the two rooms, but sometimes we can slide a patient's bed from the angio suite where they do x-rays into the MRI room and then back to the angio suite again. But in this case, the MRI was doing, the people in the MRI room were taking MRIs of patients, and I was working on something separate in the angio suite but I couldn't help but to take some of the recordings of the MRI because we could hear it pretty nicely. And I know how much you like hearing MRI sounds.
Okay, here.
It was a present from me to you.
I appreciate it.
You can imagine some of the people will complain of getting lots of headaches from hearing this all day.
Okay, it's just a short clip, so we don't hear too much of people's private lives, but it's it sounds like a get the hell out sort of alarm. It almost sounds like the CKT's insanely loud burglar alarm. When it goes off, you immediately panic.
Yeah, like there's been a jewel heist or something. It's true. It is a get out of here kind of alarm.
But every time I hear somebody who's had an MRI, I ask them, like, what does it sound like? Da-da-da. And I think it was actually Christophe Magone was the first person who could sort of describe it in a sort of sound, sensitive sort of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have that capacity. That's why I just had to do like an iPhone recording for you. But I've had MRIs myself too, and I actually find them really relaxing.
Really? But it's the...
But they put earplugs in so you don't hear it quite as loud. But there's something about the tones that for me just really, I don't know, it's soothing. It just takes me into some sort of zone. But I know that's not the case for a lot of people. I know some people need to be heavily drugged to go into an MRI machine.
You don't find it awkward lying inside a tube with the, like, it's like right in front of your face, isn't it?
I don't know. I guess I trust the people who are doing it, and you're able to speak to them the whole time. There's a microphone and you can hear them. And so I didn't feel like I was out of control the few times that I've had it. And I don't know. Maybe I like being taken care of and not having to do anything other than just lie there and stop breathing when people tell me to hold my breath.
Ugh. Here's a slightly longer excerpt of a different recording of MRI, and then we'll cop out and just play music by doctors. Slightly longer and even more annoying MRI recording. And I noticed two things about our previous conversation. One is that I forgot to talk about the David Soldier piece, which is that it's some weird neurofeedback thing of musicians pretending to play music, and then the computer does it for them based on their EEG data. I probably should have explained that, but on second thought, it kind of sounds like a lot of talking, so I think that's a concise enough description. Also, we didn't get to play your I think the first recording you sent me was of a cataract machine.
Yeah, it's really strange sounding. It's really pretty sort of tinkly kind of.
I swear, I thought
word
you guys
whirling.
I thought you were just listening to a Steve Wright record, and it's like, why are you guys listening to Steve Wright in the OR? It's like, no, that's the machine. It's like, oh. Sounds amazing. We're not at the end of the show, but we're at the portion of the show now where we just play music by people who happen to be doctors. So no more sampling, no more MRI machines. First up is Jake Mandel, was a kind of wiggly electronics guy in the 90s.
Wiggly?
Yeah, wiggly. Yeah, well, when you hear it, you'll understand. I mean, he's some of the favorite stuff of his that favorite stuff of mine that he's done is on a label called Worm Interface. So if that doesn't say wiggly to you, I don't know what does. And that's another label which is no longer with us, although it was a record store. I don't know if in London, I don't know if the store is still around or not. Anyway, Jake Mandel did a bunch of stuff sort of mid, later 90s, all, yes, wiggly. Noisy, wiggly. And then that was it for Jake Mendel. He went and he worked, I think, for a reactor work for some sort of software synth company for a while. And then he disappeared into medical school. So when I looked up Jake Mendel, I was like, oh, I wonder what, you know, Jake Mendel in medical school. He must have graduated by now. And indeed he did. So when I looked him up to try and find his old Wiggly Worm interface records, I found two radiology textbooks by Jacob Mendel. I was like, come on. And indeed, it's the same person. So a radiologist in Boston. Brigham Women's, is that a hospital in Boston?
It's a very good hospital, yeah.
That's where he is now.
Fancy.
And he just put out a new record last year before. But I, of course, prefer the early Wrigley stuff. So that's what we're going to hear is the album. This might have been his first album. On Worm Interface from 1998, a disc called Parallel Processes, starting with a track called Worried Waves. We'll be right back.
Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I think we need to turn the beat up because...
Okay.
Hello, my name is Borce. I like to eat corce. You know me because I'm the one at your porch giving you some news like the Bible. I'm tribal and I like to get high with my friends.
An Australian band called Beta Erko. This track, I'm not sure I can pronounce the name of this track. Och Vore Zasite from a 2005 disc called I'm Okay, You're Okay. And one of the people from this band is Australian weirdo turntable artist, noise turntable player. Martin Ng is a cardiologist from Sydney, Australia. And this is the more sort of listenable, if you can believe it, one of the more listenable things for Martin Ng is a lot of his stuff is either super, super harsh or has almost nothing happening. So this was the juicy middle. Beta Erko is the name of this band. It's a laptop player, a synth player, Martin playing turntables, and a trilingual rapper you heard there at the end. And we're almost done. Thanks, Dr. Kathy.
Thanks for including me in the fun.
This was If You Got Ears on CKT. My name is Gordon. One more thing, one more doctor to hear from, and this, I've been doing a bunch of sort of theme shows over the past few months, on and off here. And this is the second time I'm ending with Alan Lamb, who's like not somebody I ever really knew that much about before, but whose name I always heard. A physician from Australia, now retired. I think he's in his 70s. And he did a series of pieces in the 80s and 90s made from long, long wires, like telephone wires. Take a contact mic, attach it to a wire, and then you just do field recordings. Wikipedia claims that he actually bought one of the, along 10 kilometers of telephone wire from an Australian utility. I don't know if that's true or not, but he has some really nice, just sort of pretty, not drone-y, but you have to hear it and you understand what it is. It's not easy to describe. But he put out a bunch of discs of this sort of thing in the 80s and 90s, and then a bunch of them reappeared on CD a little bit later on. He's still around. He does some sort of self-built instruments now based still on wires and electromagnetic fields and magnets and all this kind of stuff. This, though, is a piece from 1986, and it's a collection of field recordings made over like a week and a half. In April of 1983, it's a piece called Beauty. Alan Lamb. Goodbye.
Open the door. Seek new world. In here, Security 90.3 FM from Montreal.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's going to be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.